Hello everyone, my name is Rochelle Innocent and I'm the founder and CEO of Project Purpose. Welcome to our channel. Our community is focused on fostering the intellectual and character development in children. We do this through our parent-child workshops that are focused on four themes: autonomy, self-efficacy, compassion, and self-concept, in order to cultivate grit, perseverance, and resilience in each child. And we are so thrilled to be offering one of the first of its kind digital, virtual, and continuous learning environments, enabling parents and children to connect from all around the world. At Project Purpose, our overarching mandate is to renew and rebuild family, community, and relationships. Our different social media platforms provide us with an opportunity to have discussions and to create space for all topics that relate to family, community, and relationships with ourselves as well as with others, with a primary focus on mental health and education. More precisely, the ways that the institutions of mental health and education play a role and have played a role in our societies at large. These discussions and debates provide us with an opportunity to think critically about what needs to change within these structures for us to live up to our bold slogan, support, protect, and empower each child through youth-focused development, better known as leadership in juvenescence. We recognize that in valuing our children's leadership potential, this also translates as recreating and co-creating environments, both socially and politically, that will enable our children to thrive. For those of you who are particularly keen on the topic, we also write thought pieces every other Sunday. We actually just dropped a thought piece this past Sunday, so be sure to meander over to the website and check out our online content. Now, if it is the case that you are looking for a listening alternative, well, we're available wherever podcasts are playing, and we provide you with access to the links in the description down below. Now, as is the convention, be sure to subscribe, hit that post notification bell so that you are aware of every time we post. And of course, if you like these conversations and you want to keep them going, like, comment, and share this segment. Let's get into it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another segment here on Project Purpose. For those of you who are new, we cover topics that relate to mental health, mental wellness, and education on a week-by-week basis. And today's topic of discussion is mental wellness. And on the topic of mental wellness this week, I'm going to talk about life transitions. I'm going to talk about those big milestone moments that cause us to reflect on our identity, because the shift from one moment to another becomes a shift in identity. And so there are a few pivotal shifts that we experience in life, and this is typically a shift that will happen between being single and being in a relationship. There's also a shift that happens that stems from being in a relationship to getting married, to, you know, having children, being common law. Like, all of these are pivotal moments in life that cause us to re-identify ourselves in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Another few pivotal life milestones that create a need to pivot and to reflect on our sense of identity is our career shifts, our career moves that we make when we enter new environments, or if we're entering the career space for the first time, or maybe we're making a career transition, or maybe we're transitioning into retirement. All of these are pivotal, critical life transitions that often do not get the support that they deserve. So there's a lot of work that goes into re-identifying and developing a thirst and an appetite to discover self in this new setting, in this new environment, with these new titles. And a lot of the time, we don't have necessarily the support that we need for the psychological shift that happens. So typically, we just kind of assume that everything's going to be seamless and everything's going to work out perfectly without any real reflection when it comes to shifting between single and being in a relationship. But there is a shift, there's a mental shift, because when you're single, you're thinking large and apart from an I perspective. The only really position that you're considering with the decisions that you're making are your own. But when you're in a relationship, if you want that relationship to succeed, then you need to take on each other's perspectives, right? And not only that, you're going to make room for this new person in your life, and you're going to adapt to their emotional footprint, to their needs, to their wants, to their desires. And all of that is a shift also in your identity, encompassing the needs, wants, and desires of your person. person. And even, you know, when it slips into something more serious, whether that's marriage or common law or a partnership where you want to bring children into the world and create life together, that's also its own identity shift. And oftentimes the difficult part about the identity shift is the psychological shift that comes from what you bring into those new normals and what you need to leave behind. There are certain ways of being, ways of engaging that worked well in one state and in one stage and phase in our life, and immediately we feel the pressure and we feel there being friction when we try to bring that part of ourselves into the next stage. And typically that is a reflection of that part of you needing to be shed, right? You've outgrown that part of yourself, and it's a beautiful thing because you're evolving and you're becoming with each stage and pivotal life stage that you enter into. But it doesn't mean that it's not difficult. It's not difficult to have those conversations that you feel a certain period where you're having a hard time identifying with yourself, like you don't know how to identify because you're not able to identify the way you used to, because the shifts have made it so that you're not attached to the ways that you've identified the way that you used to. But you need to still build a language, and oftentimes that's building that language in partnership with your person to figure out how you identify, how you move together moving forward. And now when it comes to different life transitions, whether that's transitioning now when we think about children, the different stages of your children's growth often will impact your role as a parent. So even the way that you define and describe your role as a parent will evolve and shift as your children mature and cultivate their own independence and autonomy. And even when it comes to career transitions, and so I used to do a lot of support by way of career transitions, it can be a huge crisis, identity crisis, when all you identified yourself with is with your career. And I think that is the best kind of shift that can be forced upon you when you're making a career transition, because it forces you to take the time and to make the effort to see yourself beyond your career, because our lives are so much more than the work that we do, that we invest our time and energy into. And so if we only identify with our work, if that part of us somehow or for whatever reason is no longer the locus by which we can revolve our time and attention around, then it can create a huge shift in a huge identity crisis there. And I think the first time that I experienced this transition is when I moved to France. And I moved to France because it was something that I really wanted to do. I had already started networking, but I didn't have a role in place. And figuring out how I wanted to spend my days productively, not revolving around an employer's needs and wants and desires, was a huge mental shift, right? But it was a mental shift that I'm happy took place because I recognized that I can build a life and fit my work into it. And in fact, I think that that's how many of us figured out the best way of moving forward after the pandemic. So I experienced this shift where I realized like I couldn't just sit around and wait for things to happen. Like I needed to live while I waited. And in living while I waited, I built an identity that didn't revolve around work. My identity revolved around me, around my interests, around my hobbies, around the activities that I like to do. My work fit neatly in it. And I think that that is important because as a millennial, I've had many career transitions. I've had many career lives. And I think that taking the time to cultivate identity that your career revolves around is going to make the transition into retirement less of a shock. And I think a lot of us experience this massive shock facing retirement because our whole lives, our whole adult lives, were built and centered around the work that we did. And so this is just a call to reflect on to what extent you identify with your work and to what extent does your work drive the decisions that you make about your life. And if that's something that you're okay with, and I moved to Europe, and I think the one thing that I really love about living in Europe is that they work to live, they don't live to work. And I think that there's a massive psychological shift to work to live because you prioritize your work accordingly. And I am someone who loves the work that I do outside of Project Purpose, but I love the work that I do in tandem with where I set it by way of my priorities, right? And so my relationship is very much my priority, my top priority. My work is also a big priority. Project Purpose is my priority. And I feel really great that I'm in a place right now where my energy is aligned to what I prioritize. And a lot of people have priorities, but when we think about where their energy is going, where their energy is flowing, there lacks alignment, right? So they're spending a lot of their energy in maybe a third or fourth placed priority, whereas they're really cannibalizing on the energy that they would want to put in their first or second priority, which typically ends up being the relationship that they're in or the children that they have. And so I think that this is really an opportunity to think about the life transitions that you're going through. And we're always shifting in a life transition and how you're supporting yourself by way of how you're cultivating your identity in that transition. How do you want to see yourself growing and becoming in that transition? What parts of yourself do you need to let go of and need to kind of actively do the work to shed the pieces of you that worked well in the transition prior to, but are creating unnecessary friction in this transition. And I want that to be the focus, because wellness and well-being is about being present. It's about being present and being reflective and being responsive to your growing and shifting needs as they change with the tide. And life is a tide. It is an ebb and flow. There are highs and lows that require aspects of us to grow. And part of growth means shedding the parts of us that no longer serve us. And I think actively doing that work, making that something that we are conscious about, that we are very mindful and intentional about, is the best way of sustaining well-being, of maintaining our well-being, and making wellness focused on growth, development, and self-actualization. So that was the topic that I wanted to cover here today. That was it, but definitely not all. Now, before letting it go, I would be remiss if I didn't let you know that we'll be going live twice a month, every month, on our website. So definitely be sure to tune in. Now, these events are paid events. So if you do see yourself participating in our community on an ongoing basis, then I do suggest that you take a look at one of our package plans. Yes, so we do offer package plans over and above our live events, as well as access to webinars and workshops largely focused on self-mastery over and above those events. So check it out. Be part of our game changer community, being part of the change that you want to see, allowing us a small role to play in your journey. We are on the road to 1K, so we do invite you to follow us across all of our social media platforms, and we look forward to chatting with all of you very soon. We'll talk to you later.